RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one. Not bad.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Another edition of Tee to Green is live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We are live this week at Lancaster Country Club, and we appreciate you being with us here as we are at beautiful Lancaster Country Club as Tee to Green is going. We got a little mic issue. Yeah, we're up and going here.
Well,
Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Yeah, we're up and going.
We can't hear you through our headsets, but that is fine.
That's all right.
We can hear you. Because we can hear you.
All right.
You project
we're good.
Voice beautifully.
We're good. Corey says we're good back in the
all
studio.
Right.
We're good to go.
It's like a mulligan, Brian.
That's right. Well, you guys are gesturing to me during the open as if I was doing something wrong.
Well you know, sometimes you
step
up on the tee and there might be a disturbance up there that we don't want to have you hit an awkward a wayward tee shot, especially where we are.
That's right.
Today, that's a tough driving hole, the first hole here at Lancaster Country Club.
That's right.
Just blast it up next to the green, Kev. Come on.
Just go right over the trees. You're fine. Coming up here on the show over the course of the next hour, we'll give you our thoughts on last week's Players' Championship and the win for Justin Thomas. Our usual features, our PGA Tour leaderboard check, our Champions Tour report, our Ryder Cup report, our tip of the week, all coming your way. News on Tiger Woods, and we're excited to tell you a little bit later in the show about something new we have this year, Tee to Green Fantasy Golf League, Kevin.
Yes, a lot of pressure in that for us, anyways.
Yeah, we don't want to get beat by our listeners.
To be the experts.
That's right. So we'll have that coming up here along the way, and the folks here at Lancaster Country Club who have rolled out the red carpet for us this morning. Coming up in our middle segment, some information about the course, or if you maybe have a thought on joining somewhere this year. Obviously, the people here at Lancaster will let you know why it should be right here. Kevin, you're a member here. This is one of our home clubs. I know you love being here.
I love it here. My family loves it here. This place feels like home. It really does. We were members a while ago when Jeff was a golf professional here and left for a while. We're back, and we love it here. Just even my older kids are like, oh, good. We're back at Lancaster Country Club. And I'll tell you what, the members, you know, so many new friends I've made just in the last year, that have carried through, like my text blow up all the time with the guys. We can't wait to get out here for the golf season. My wife started golfing last year, and she's made a lot of new friends and just loves it and has the bug here. So this is a great place. It's a fun club. There's events for everybody. There's always something going on. And we all can't wait to get out here. And this week's looking promising to get out on the golf course.
Yeah, I'll definitely be playing this week. I was the head professional here for 10 or 12 years, and I always thought it was such a good golf course, such a fun place to play. And there's a lot of demanding shots, and there's a lot of easy and fun shots, and it's just a real neat place to play golf.
Yeah, and when we talk to Len Sisolo, the club president, later on in the show, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on the golf course, because they're continuously improving the golf course and the golf experience that happens here with some modifications on some holes and things. And it's a really fun and challenging golf course to play.
Yeah, I just tweeted out a picture of the 18th hole. If you've played here, you might remember it. It's got the pond on the way up toward the green. Interesting decision on the tee shot, but a lot of variety of holes here. That's what I think is what I like about it, Kevin, is that, as Jeff said, there's some really tough holes. There's some really longer holes. Like it's a course where I feel like I get to hit a lot of different shots.
This is one of the great par fours in Western New York, the finishing hole, because so many ways to play it. And it's you can drive the green and four putt it. You can hit a seven iron off the tee and make birdie. Like that's a great par four. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about Genesis Invitational in Riviera, the 10th hole, and what a great golf hole that it is. It plays less than 300 yards. You know, there's a couple of those holes here at Lancaster Country Club, and then there's a couple of beasts par four. So it's a great balance
for sure. Tee to green here on the air, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam, and by our home clubs where we are here today at Lancaster Country Club and Pendleton Creek Golf Club. If you're wondering what's Pendleton Creek, that might be a new name. It's Tantera, and their new ownership has changed names there. We'll be there in a few weeks. We're excited about our lineup, where we're going to be here over the course of the next month or so, and across the early spring and into summer. So this week we're at Lancaster, and we're looking forward to that. And again, in the middle segment, a few folks here from Lancaster to come on and give you some great information. But let's start off here. I want to get into some of the things from last week, but let's start off with the Players' Championship. Exciting drama, Kevin. The best three finishing holes on the PGA Tour, because everybody knows the holes. The Island Green, the 18th tee, but Justin Thomas comes out on top. Even on the 18th hole, where he really, really came close to putting the ball in the water on the last hole, but he ended up coming through and beating Lee Westwood by one.
He got away with one there. You know, the adrenaline. What I really liked about it with Justin Thomas was he talked about afterwards, I haven't had that feeling in a while, meaning, you know, the nerves, the energy in there to win the Players' Championship. I mean, that tournament, it's often called the fifth major. It's the strongest field in golf, and it's, you know, it's by official world golf rankings, by the amount of players in the field that can win that golf tournament. And year in and year out, it gets better and better. And you see the players who win it. It's usually one of the top players in the world that wins that golf tournament. It's rare that you get, like, I think Siwoo Kim was the last, like, you know, out of nowhere winner of the Players' Championship. And Justin Thomas has a game that, you know, plays anywhere when he's on. And he'd struggled. Some of it was, you know, from the controversy, I'm sure, affected him. But he's constantly working. His dad, Mike, with him all the time as his coach and following every single round. They're always working on it, and it came through. And, you know, to come back from seven shots down on the weekend to win the Players' Championship tells you how well he played. Not how everybody else didn't play, just how great he was on the weekend, Jeff.
Yeah, and his swing is I'm in love with his golf swing. I think it's as good as there is on tour. You know, Adam Scott, obviously, is visually, but Justin Thomas's motion and the shots he hit out there, like he was hitting snipe hooks and power fades and bunts. And you know, most players have a go-to shot, and it looked like he was just, there wasn't a shot in the bag he didn't want to hit. And he certainly got a lot lucky on number 18 there. That was a fortuitous bounce. But it was fun to watch him play. It's fun to see a player when they're playing that well. It's such an important event, and rip through the golf course like that. I found it very entertaining. And as a PGA professional, his dad's a PGA professional, taught him to play. I love watching his motion. I love watching how he goes about playing the game. And it was a great weekend for him, and it got him back on the horse, I think.
You know, it was interesting that we had the same final pairing that we had the week before in the Arnold Palmer Invitational with DeChambeau and Lee Westwood. Great run for Westwood 2 weeks in a row as runner-up. People say, oh, he can't win. Like, you know how hard it is to finish second on the PGA Tour?
He made $2 million in two weeks, too. So.
Yeah. He's, you know, the wallet's not hurting either for Lee Westwood. But for DeChambeau, I think I was surprised at his final round. He had to like his position. You know, it's tough to sustain what he's doing week in and week out. To do 2 weeks in a row at both of those venues, against those fields. I mean, the Arnold Palmer Invitational is a strong field, too. Would have been incredibly special for DeChambeau to pull off there. And, I wasn't surprised with how much mental energy it takes for DeChambeau to do what he's doing. I guess we shouldn't be surprised that he's not able to sustain that week in and week out. I mean, there is no break in thinking for that man on the golf course.
Yeah, not my problem.
Yeah. And that course is a grind to start with, regardless of, even if you're not at the intensity level that maybe Bryson is, but we know he is intense with every shot. And at some point, maybe that does wear on you a little, even for a guy that's in as good of shape physically and mentally as he is, able to prepare himself for each one of these shots. But Thomas, we know, I mean, the fact that he won because of his talent level, like, that's not surprising. But he had a rough, last month or so. You could see some of the emotion in that in his interview afterwards. His grandfather passing, he was very close to his grandfather. Then he made some comments that obviously were not in the best of taste that he had to kind of deal with there. He says he's still getting over that, wants to change kind of how his approach, he said, even to life. So good for him that he won. I think overall he's still great to represent the PGA Tour and some of the kind of this next group of young great stars.
Yeah, he said a shocking word about himself on a missed putt in Hawaii. I was there for that tournament when it happened, and it was shocking.
Yeah.
All right? It's not his character. I can say every dealing I've had with Justin Thomas, I found to be nothing but I use an old phrase John Butler used to use, the late GM of the Bills. Fine young man. No, he really is. He comes from a good family. His parents are great. They'll talk. I mean, I see no arrogance in him or anything like that. He's just a nice guy. And it was shocking to, hear that happened. And, I know he felt the pain from it, financially and more so of how people have been attacking him. And you know what? He deserves some criticism for sure for using that word. But for all accounts, from what I've heard and been told, that, he is really remorseful, not just publicly, but personally. Yeah. And is doing things to educate himself better. Yeah. Sensitivities.
And that's good. I mean, no one's going to be perfect. We're not expecting everybody to not make mistakes in life. It's how you react to it. And he seems to be reacting, I think, in the right way. So Thomas wins, and he gets that nice $2.7 million check that goes with it.
Did you see his caddy looking over the payout on the table?
Yeah. That was a great little clip. He's like,
Jimmy Johnson, yeah, his caddy.
Let's see, 10%, I slide the zero over. Ooh, that's a nice payday for me. Now, he might be getting more. I mean, each of these caddies we know probably in general that rule is it's around 10%, sure. But I know some could get more.
Well, it's interesting. You're seeing more and more players, particularly veteran players, have family members on the golf bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Sink's son. Is on the golf bag for him.
Well, how about Westwood, his fiance?
Westwood's fiance. Although his son Sam caddied for him this week and he missed a cut. Yeah. Sam, you're fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was on a hot streak there until his son came in.
But yeah, the general rule is, a win top five, you get 10%, then it's a sliding scale, 8, on down. They might get 5 or $1,000 a week. Jimmy Johnson probably has an annual contract. With Justin Thomas would be my guess, like Boneshead. Interestingly enough, I was going to mention, the last time Thomas won, pretty sure, was the World Golf Championship FedEx St. Jude, and Bones was on the bag for Justin Thomas because Jimmy Johnson was ill. He wasn't able to finish at the Workday or Memorial, I think it might have been Memorial, at Muirfield, and missed some time, so Jim Bones Mackay caddied for Justin Thomas, and they won at the FedEx St. Jude. So
A good caddy does make a difference. I mean, as a player, when you're out there and you're comfortable with someone and they're helping you make good decisions and putting you in a positive frame of mind, you know, that makes a really big difference for these players. And those caddies, they make some money. I mean, they're selling their hat also, and they're selling their jacket.
Yeah, the Tour has a program, Valspar there, that they do it. I think what I found the best, you know, they know their player and the clubs are player hits.
Right?
I mean, part of
and
it's being
misses.
Part of it's being a counselor out there. Right, you know, knowing you're keeping your guy in it.
Yeah, in between shots, you got to have someone you want to hang out with, too. You know, if you're out there with someone you're not enjoying the time with, that makes the day a lot longer.
For sure. All right, speaking of the PGA Tour, let's get a check of our PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different, and also by Puma Golf Shoes. This week, most of the big names have taken the week off. They're at the Honda Classic, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and, you know, you're seeing, I guess you'd say, less of a big name in terms of the field overall here. But before we get to the top of the leaderboard, I want to talk about one player individually here, and that is Ricky Fowler. He's been struggling as of late here. He's tied for 30th. So I've got a tweet from Nick Faldo, which we'll get to in a moment. But just what's been your thoughts on Faldo's game as of late, Kev, before we get into the
on
tweet?
Faldo's game?
I'm sorry. On Fowler's. On Fowler, I should say, not Faldo. Yes. Yes.
I was being a jerk.
Yes. So. No, and I most spoke. Yes, on Fowler's game.
You know, it's been interesting with Ricky Fowler because, you know, he's often been talked about being the best player who hasn't won a major. He's going to win one at some point. And his game has gone wayward. But we see that with players. It's tough to sustain. You know, being at your top level, how many times do we see a player reach number one and then fall off? They're unable to hold it for so long. His putting has not been at where the standard used to be, right? Ricky likes to put a lot of pace on his putts, and he used to make everything, right? Those five-footers, boom, bang, not doing that anymore. And, you know, his accuracy, ball striking, hasn't been what it used to be. He says he feels close, and any time a top player says they feel close, look out, the big round's coming. He fought hard to make the cut. He birdied his four of his last six holes to make the cut and finish at 200 par here. It's a golf course he won at in 2017, and he won that when he's a lot of criticism that he couldn't finish. I followed him all week long there for PGA Tour Radio, and he finished with authority there, even through the bear trap. So, you know, Fowler, I expect him to play well this weekend, Brian, because he feels that he's close.
So at the top of the leaderboard, Aaron Wise is your leader right now at minus 12. Brandon Hagee, Matt Jones, three shots back at minus 9. Sam Ryder at minus 8. Some bigger names, maybe a former Omen champion. Actually, I think he's still the defending champion. Shane Lowry, he's tied for 5th. Zach Johnson, a former Open champ and Masters champ, he's tied for 10th at minus 5. But Fowler comes into the weekend tied for 31st. Jeff, will we see Fowler compete this year for a big tournament? He still needs a win to get high enough rankings to get an invitation to be invited to play in the Masters this year. He may miss it.
It's his last chance this week, I think, to try to qualify, isn't it?
No, he actually did commit to play at the Valero Texas Open. Both he and Mickelson committed yesterday. That's the final chance.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The week before the Masters.
But, you know, when you're missing putts, that it bleeds into the rest of your game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it all starts there. I mean, if you're not making your putts, then you feel like you have to hit it closer. Then when you miss a fairway, you feel like, oh, maybe I'll make a ball. You know, instead of thinking, I'll just get it up and down from whatever. And you don't have those thoughts in your head. And that's, I think it all starts with that. And it starts creeping back from the hole. And that's where guys get in trouble. It's funny when guys are making putts, they feel like they're playing great. Even if you look at their data or their numbers sometimes, they're not hitting fairways. They're not hitting greens. They felt like they played great, but they just made a bunch of putts.
Yeah. All right. So here's what Faldo had to say about Fowler. One of the PGA Tour reporters just says, you know, even Ricky Fowler is getting frustrated with Ricky Fowler right now, who is in danger of missing the Masters for the first time since 2010. So a story on Golf Digest about this. Nick Faldo responding, saying, good news, if he misses the Masters that week, he can go ahead and shoot another 6 commercials that week. So Faldo going right after him, and this week Fowler was asked about it and basically said, like, look, I know where Nick's trying to come on that, and he said, you're trying to needle each other and maybe get this type going. So Fowler kind of took the high road, didn't really take the bait, but just what do you think about the tweet that Faldo did there, Kev?
Well, Faldo's trying to be controversial, right?
What's he trying to be, Shambly?
Well, I mean, listen, there's competition coming for his chair, right? I mean, there's always talk about Phil Mickelson, what he's going to do. Well, where's the natural fit, right? He's filled in a couple times on CBS, and he's been fantastic. There's nobody better about talking about golf shots than Phil Mickelson. He's incredible. He really is. And he'll be on somewhere, right? And CBS will grab him. They'd be smart to. But for Fowler, very smart here. How do you criticize Nick Faldo, a six-time major winner? You don't, right? I mean, Ricky hasn't even won a major, so, you know, he's not going to rip Nick Faldo. Faldo's got a bigger sounding board than Fowler does.
Right now he does.
Yeah, right now he does.
He's playing great. He's one of the biggest names in golf. And I feel like he's always taken the high road, though, Ricky. Like, he's always been that person that seems to do the right thing all the time.
Nice California kid. He's probably like,
Mr. Palmer pulled him aside at a young age and told him to get a haircut. And he did it.
Right. Exactly.
You mentioned Mickelson. Let's get our Champions Tour report in here, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. You like the new shirt, Kevin, I'm wearing this week?
I love everything we have new from Donald Ross.
Looks amazing.
Got the best on today.
I know, I see that. I wore the lavender purple. I like it. The shirt today.
Look. Brings out the blue in your eyes.
Thank you. Looks good. I appreciate that.
Does today.
Thanks for noticing, Jeff. Jeez. Champions Tour players competing this week. Steve Stricker, who, ironically enough, the Ryder Cup captain, is 3 under par. Had a 66, so he was in the top five after day one. You mentioned Mickelson. He also made the cut. He is at 1 under par, tied for 42nd. So a couple of Champions Tour players there. But Stricker playing more this year, Kev, because he wants to get a look at maybe some captain's picks, and he wants to kind of have the feel of the tour, as he said, because that's an important task for him this year, is captaining the Ryder Cup team.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, he wants to see how players react to adversity out there, and the nice thing is he can request pairings. You know, hey, pair me with this guy who I'm looking at, right?
He can do that for a tour event?
Can he do it? I don't know, like something.
Well, on the rule book, no, you can't request.
You can't request it, but
you can suggest.
You know, he's also been a President's Cup team member there that's run by the PGA Tour. Listen, if Steve Stricker's going to play and you're trying to look at guys,
he's not starting at 7:30 off 10.
Well, no. Yet. Well, maybe you are. I mean, you got to play early late, but, you know, you want to be paired with some players that, you know, you're going to have a chance to look at. Now, I believe he is paired with Vijay Singh and Satoshi Kodaira. So those aren't players he'd be looking at for that, you know. But making the weekend.
Likely not, right?
Yeah, making the weekend, then. You know, I'll probably pair with somebody that
could be in that running.
I didn't
running.
See what his pairing was today. Forgive me.
I didn't either.
Well, it'd be based on score.
Yeah, it's based on score. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
First in, last out.
For sure.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, they put groups together real quick on the tour. They'll do, like, you had the Open Champions there. Zach Johnson, Shane Lowry, Phil Mickelson, three Open Champions were playing together there. Ricky Fowler was playing with Keith Mitchell and Sungjae Im, three past champions of the Honda Classic. They'll do that for featured groups. And then it goes by points and you know, other
factors. System.
Yes.
Yeah. So we give you a little Ryder Cup info there with Steve Stricker. The Ryder Cup report brought to you by the Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up. Also, some information on Lancaster Country Club, where we are broadcasting live here today. The sun is coming up here as we're inside the beautiful clubhouse overlooking the 18th green. So stay tuned for that here coming up in just a few minutes. Before we go to break here, Kevin, the folks at Batavia Downs have brought us a great majors contest that we do four times a year. And we kind of had a discussion with them and decided, you know what, why not just have a contest four times a year? Let's have it every week. So we're going to have some information coming out this week. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at T2GBuffalo. But we're going to be announcing our brand new fantasy golf Tee to Green League here coming up, which will allow you to pay attention to your team for more than just 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun all season long. So you can have a lucky week, but you gotta have a good season, just like the FedEx Cup.
That's right.
Right in the PGA Tour. So
yes. So we'll have some, obviously, our normal great prizes, courtesy of Batavia Downs, as well as some of our other sponsors.
Might have to get a trophy made up.
We might have to get a trophy.
Get a trophy made for the
Sylvester Cup.
Yeah. No, the Tee to Green Cup.
Got it.
Tee to Green Cup. Yeah,
that's right.
I like the idea.
Now, if
my cup would be made of gold, Jeff. I can't give no
points. Now, for all of you that like participating in fantasy leagues, the lure of this league, beyond the fact that you'll win some great prizes from Batavia Downs and some of our other great partners, it's the fact, Kevin, they'll get to compete against us. I mean, that's the real excitement of this
and
league here.
I'm just going to say right now, you're going to have to remind me to
set your lineup. Yeah, I know.
Now, you seem you'd have an advantage. I mean, you're out there following the tour.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Well, but that's what's so great about this challenge for our listeners is that they get to go against.
Now, this is exactly why I don't get into
golf. You're watching practice rounds. You're seeing these guys.
So, Jeff, what you're saying is that if Kevin doesn't win this, that it's very embarrassing for him.
Like a Ricky Fowler disappointment. That's
exactly why I don't normally do these things.
And the embarrassment will be when, in week one, Kevin forgets to put his lineup in. That'll be.
I have a friend who texts me every week. Who do I like this? Who do you like this week? I'm like, I like Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson.
It's like me, Brooks Koepka. Yeah, let me rattle off the top 10 players that are playing. That's right. Yeah, there's 150 guys playing.
Is there a harder sport to pick, though, than golf?
No. The winner?
I would pick it's
the, well, it's the odds, most, obviously, are tremendously tough.
It's the most difficult sport to pick because anybody can win.
Correct.
Anybody can win.
Any one of those guys that are teeing it up that week definitely can win.
Yes. They all have. I mean, they wouldn't be there. They can flip it just like that.
That's right. That's right. So, again, look for info this week on our social media pages about our brand new Tee to Green Fantasy Golf League brought to you by Batavia Downs, and we're looking forward to that. It'll be launched, or at least in terms of the standings, it'll start Masters Week. So we've got that coming up. Okay. Some great information coming up on Lancaster Country Club after we take this quick time out with PGA Pro Jeff Bitas. He'll have his tip of the week coming up in just a little bit. Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up from Lancaster Country Club right after this.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
We are back. Tee to Green, live from Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, New York. Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Bitas. Want to thank our friends from Scroy Financial for the support of Tee to Green again this season. They're celebrating 50 years in business this year. Second-generation financial planning firm assisting fourth-generation clients. They've been in business and helping families in Western New York with their financial planning since 1971. And whether you're just getting started out or you want some help for your kid just getting started out professionally, or you want your portfolio reviewed, they offer a complimentary one-hour consultation. Call their office in West Seneca, 674-6700. Check them out on the web, scroyfinancial.com, S-G-R-O-I. And a belated happy birthday to President Pat Scroy, who I know is listening this morning. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pat. That's in lieu of me getting you a gift this year. Okay, Brian, we have
what a
some
present.
Hey, a personalized a birthday greeting? I mean, you're on that celebrity thing, right, where they can have you do it, right?
You know, no.
Okay. I forget what it's
Who's
even
paying
called.
For me to say happy birthday?
Nobody. That's
why I didn't sign up.
Okay. We do have two special guests joining us now this morning from Lancaster Country Club. Club President Len Cicillo is here and Colleen Willis, the Director of Sales. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up so early on a Saturday.
Well, thanks for having us, for sure.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we are we're thrilled to be here at Lancaster. Me in particular, thrilled to be here to help boast about this golf club, Len. And this is a club that has a rich history here in Western New York, and also a history of always evolving. I think out there on the golf course outside, and having been the past golf chair, you know, I know you've had a big part in that. Just kind of talk about the evolution of this golf course and where it was and where it's at right now.
Yeah, I think the you hit it right on, Kevin. You know, this is a we're coming up on 100 years in this club, but it's changed. It's in just in the time I've been here over the last few years, there's always little little tweaks and little improvements that we're making. The one thing that you look at, like last year, just even things around the green, right? We had some a number two. I take that. Everybody, if you've played here, you know that number two can be a very difficult hole. And by now adding in, you know, taking, you know, kind of shaving around the greens, it takes the traps into play. You know, many times, you know, people are in there, so it's a totally different game. So there's a lot of things that we're doing. That's just one example. Some people, you know, we've taken some trees down. We've done a couple different things, and some people think it's, you know, easier, but it's not, right? It just just makes it a little bit more, you know, challenging at times, but it also opens up some other shots you were talking about before.
And I can't wait, by the way, to see some of the trees that have been trimmed or removed over the winter, because I know the crew's been working hard to pare some things back. Like number 9, I'm interested to see that tree gone.
myself also, right? So that's one of those things. If you're playing a draw, or you know, if you can, you know, a little bit of a fade, you're fine. But draw, that tree definitely comes into play. So it'll make it a little bit different.
It seems like on the trend now for a lot of course renovations, and obviously following here at Lancaster too, is to pull some trees back and make courses. You can really like see holes from other holes and kind of see the beauty of the course and the layout from maybe different spots of the golf course.
I agree there. You know, one of the things that we looked at, you know, another, you know, if you played here like 4 and 5 up there, we've taken a bunch of trees out in between. You look at number, you know, 8, you know, from number 5 fairway, again, you get to see a beautiful golf course for sure.
Number 4. I love the look of 4 without the you know, the brush of the creek bank there.
Yes.
That's all cleared out behind number 4. And, boy, the breeze is now makes it even more of a challenge to get it right. And, you know, the way that the green cuts to the right, mm-hmm. where, if you know, if it's a back right hole location, it plays much longer than front left. It's really an interesting par 3. And that's another thing on this golf course, Len, the par 3s. There's only 3 of them. And I don't know if there is a tougher grouping of par 3s in Western New York.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. You know, you get it if you've played here, you know, again, number 14, you get a good crosswind. It's a real challenge to, you know, to hit the green. That's one of the tougher ones I've ever played.
We call it the toughest par 4 on the golf course, the par 3 14th.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I mean, number 8 is a really cool looking par 3, right? You know, that downhill longer one. Yeah. But depending upon where the pin is, I mean, that you obviously might think you hit a good shot, but where the pin is, you still could have a lot of work to do. So I think that's a great hole.
Well, it's one of the more unique greens you have here in Western New York, and by design, because it's a downhill shot, you have to have it banked mm-hmm. to be able to hold the green sometimes, depending upon the distance. And if you go all the way back, it's played to 235, 240 yards, mm-hmm. par 3.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I refuse to play it back there, Len, because I don't want to hit 3-wood on a par 3.
Yeah, I hear you. It is definitely a challenge from there.
Yeah, great golf course. Colleen, let's talk about membership here, because there are some membership opportunities mm-hmm. That folks have. So if folks are considering joining a golf club, certainly I'm going to recommend coming here. Len would too. But what are some options that they have this year?
So we have a couple different membership categories here. We have some full golf memberships. We also have some limited golf memberships, and then there's swim social as well. So I think we have something for everyone here.
And the swim social, that's a chance for you know, people to get acclimated if they've never been to a club before, or they're like, I'm not sure what it's about. They do get some access to the golf course. If I'm correct, right, Len?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they can ease their way into it, can't they?
Yes. Yep.
And the pool is fantastic. That was put in almost 10 years ago?
About 10 years ago, yep.
About 10 years ago. And what a great addition that certainly has been. What is the process for somebody? Will they reach out to you here at the club?
Yes. Yep. So they reach out to me. And then if they want to come do a tour, I'll be happy to set one up with them. And basically, they just fill out a membership application. And that's really it.
And I know that they will be welcomed every time prospective members came last year. Everybody's like, hey, all right, you know, right? I mean, Len, we the more the merrier here.
Yeah, you're right. That's one thing I think the membership, you come in for a visit and everybody's very open, very easy to get along with anybody. You're looking for whether it's, you know, having dinner with someone or, you know, going to the pool or, you know, a game of golf, right? Everybody is very open to, you know, joining a group. Hey, I need somebody to play with, and they're out there for sure.
What are you, and you both can answer this, what are you seeing as, like, trends in terms of what people are looking for in a membership? Because that's obviously changing as years go by from maybe what it was 10, 20 years ago. What are you seeing in terms of trends of what people want in a membership?
Well, I think I'm getting a lot of people that are interested in more of like a family membership. So they want to see not just things for golf related, but they also want, you know, we offer kids camp and swim lessons, golf lessons for their children as well. Because not all of their wives play golf, and obviously not all their children play golf too. So just kind of a good option for families as well.
Kev, I think we've talked about that. A hurdle for some people playing golf right now is that you lose out on some family time. So the ability to maybe have the whole family here in some capacity, all enjoying themselves, I mean, that's a perk.
Well, I tell you what, my family, golf used to be my thing. Now my family's in, which is great.
Yeah.
I love it. And even when the junior program last summer, you bring them here, and Mike Szabo and the staff be like, all right, it's a drop-off. You know, you go have lunch or go out, go play a few holes. And so it was a great time. You know, even my wife would get with her golf friends. They go play a few holes sometimes if she brought my sons here for the program. Or I'd go out and zip around a few holes. And that's the other great thing. You can come out and zip around a few holes with your kids, you know, in the evening. Pro shop staff is great. Yeah, they'll tell you which holes to go out and get it done. And I do want to mention, for the women's program has really grown here, hasn't it, Len?
It has, and you know, that's we've had probably record numbers here for the Women's Association. One of the things that Mike Szabo, our PGA professional, put in place is a two and out league or two and out program, and it's a great way to get women into the game. My wife was part of that program. She did it for a couple years, and now she can't get enough golf. You know, so
yeah.
it's something that really is come on. So it's just a testimony to, you know, the great programs that we have here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, my wife did that last year, and then played in the fall league. Is going to play in the spring league here. And she initially was very intimidated, like, I'm not very good. And the other women in the league were like happy to see more players coming. And it's like, we don't care. Just, you know, come and have some fun.
And I want to give a shout out to Mike Szabo, too. I have witnessed him in action, not only beyond just him being a pro here, but he was kind of one of the guys that was kind of taking charge with PGA Junior League over the last few years. He is wonderful working with the youth. He gets it. He makes it fun. He makes it the right amount of challenge level that the kids need to be at. And his interaction with kids is great. So if you've got a son or daughter, and you know, maybe you're a member here now listening, get him involved, because Mike's going to do a great job. Or if you're thinking about being a member here and you got kids, it's a perfect setup if they want to get into golf, because Mike's great with kids.
Well, and if you like playing in events, Mike and the staff do a great job of running events, but not only, hey, we're going to do a new event here this week. Hey, we're going to do this and that. And am I right?
Oh, there's absolutely.
There's so many events to play in, right? It's
right. Awesome. There's something for everybody, every level, you know, whether you're a scratch golfer or, you know, you've got a higher handicap, but it's just something that everybody can be involved in some way, for sure.
Yeah, and you want to play in them all. It's almost, last year I signed up for too many. There was too many match play things, and I'm like, how am I going to get out? There's so many, which is great, because it is for every level of golf. Colleen, important to note, so now that we can, things are easing up here as people we know, you know, how to deal with COVID, and we're coming on the other side of it here, events are going to be happening.
Yes. Yep.
So people looking for a wedding or...
Yeah, really any type of event, honestly. We do weddings, you know, showers, birthday parties, anniversaries, fundraisers, yeah, anything you can really think of, you know, we'll do.
Those things can happen again.
Yes, yep. Obviously, you know, different restrictions, and it's a little bit different than normal, but... Yeah, we can do it now.
Yeah, people. I know people are going to be happy to hear that, especially with communion season coming up.
Yep.
I know most people looking for first communion places to hold their parties. What's the best number to reach you at?
So my number here is the just the club number, so 716-684-3700, extension 13.
All right, 684-3700, extension 13. We're not going to give out Len's number. No, but you know what?
You're going to use it to complain about a pin position.
I don't complain about any pin positions. I only complain about people's handicaps.
That's true.
And usually on the show.
That's true. That's why you have an hour format here for you.
Yes, that's really the only reason I do the show. But there may have been a few rounds people complain about mine. But, you know, one lucky round last year. That was it. Len, people want to know when it's open. It's, you know, course-wise, and we've got this question about every golf course. We're looking at this week.
Yep. We're going to be open sometime this week. We got some cold weather a little bit at night, so it freezes, you know, so when we frost comes off. But we're probably looking at early this week, Monday or Tuesday, is what we're looking to open up. The one thing, too, that you looked at is that we've got some unique things here also. We put a par 3 course within our course, and people go, oh, you put a par 3 course. You know, it's not separate. It's within the course. It's a great, fun event. It extends our season. You know, we've had a lot of fun doing it, and it's something that we're going to be doing early spring and in late fall. So it's a really great event.
You know, glad you brought that up, because I just thought, I'm like, we got to mention the par 3s. Brian, every hole has a mat. The par 3s are the par 3s, but even they have some. Mm-hmm. Custom turf, our friend Steve Beatty putting in mats here, but every hole so has a turf
mat. So you can play an 18-hole par 3 course
yes.
if you want.
Yes, yeah, we have a tournament coming up in April. Mm-hmm. We're having a league in April, a four-week par 3 league. It's so much fun and social. Well, I mean, what a great social time.
And I'm sure if you play the course a lot, it's a way to keep it fresh, a different way to hit different shots in each hole that way.
Well, even if it's, we have some weather challenges here in Western New York. And if things are wet, hey, you ride along the cart path or walk along the cart path, and there's the tees.
Play the par threes, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. And we talked about kids or people just being introduced to the game. This is a great opportunity, the par threes. It's not intimidating how long it is.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a cool idea. We're seeing more flexibility with courses all throughout the area. I think buying into different ways to play, different ways to make it fun. I think that's a good trend I think we're seeing here in Western New York with a lot of courses.
Yeah, they got a great halfway house here too, which is unique because if you can't wait for the halfway house, you get it after hole 4. And then if you don't want to wait till the end, hole 11. That's unique.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're right next to each other there.
Well, Colleen and
Lynn. More like me, I would hit it up twice.
Well, yeah, that's the point. that's kind of what I was hinting at.
Yes. Thank you for setting me up.
Definitely hit it up. And the other thing I like is if you're going to play 9, you might as well play 11 because it brings you around to the halfway house.
The access road. That's the Lancaster 9, actually, right? It's 11 holes.
It's 11 holes, yes, which is great. There are some courses being built that just are 12 holes now, so you're almost getting that here.
I've always enjoyed playing here. My brother used to work.
I know.
Back with Midas.
I know. I was the best tipper when your brother was here.
That's right. He did say. He said Kevin was always the most generous.
Yeah. Well, I have another friend's son who works here, and I always got to tip him higher, too, because I don't want him going home and saying Mr. Sylvester was cheap.
You have a high bar here, Kevin, to follow.
Well, you got to. By the way, I think the locker stall next to me is open to my left, so if you join here, you can you can have a locker next to me.
Another perk.
I'm not sure if that's a perk. I'm just saying you can have
you
a
can.
Locker.
It's an option.
It's an option here.
There's that waiver they have to sign at the end, though.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yes. No, it's listen, they've done everybody, Ray Tugin and the staff, they did a great job last year of keeping things going. Mm-hmm. During COVID, when golf was one of the few things that we could do, and it was great to see everybody here, the participation. The membership here is great. They really are. A lot of fun, a lot of great things to do. There's other gatherings outside, like a bowling league that some members have. So there's so many opportunities here, and they're so welcoming here at Lancaster Country Club. So if you're looking for a club, this be the place. Or if you're looking for a place to hold the event, this place is also fantastic. Colleen, thank you so much. Len, thank you for being here early. Maybe too early.
No, it's good. We're good, but thank you for
having us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Colleen. Thanks, Len. Okay, we'll be back with more here from Lancaster Country Club in a moment, including Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week as we roll on here on Tee to Green, live on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Back here on Tee to Green, we are broadcasting live from Lancaster Country Club. We want to thank our
guests for coming on last segment, Colleen and Len, and we'll tweet out the entire show a little bit later on our website, excuse me, on Twitter, at Brian WGR, also at Kev Sylvester, and at Midas PGA. Hopefully you're following all of us there. Again, if you want to get any information about Lancaster Country Club, contact one of us, contact Kevin. He's a member here at one of our home clubs.
At Kev Sylvester on Twitter.
That's right.
We're happy to answer any questions you have.
For sure. Okay, time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And this week, Jeff, on our Tee to Green Academy series, we're doing a new series this year where we talk with area pros about just how to make your golf game better. This week you spoke with Tim Faulkner from Craigburn on how to drive the ball better. So give us a little preview of that, and then we'll talk about driving the ball.
Yeah, in a little bit of a longer form. So I have a good 15-20 minute conversation with Tim Faulkner this week because he's such a great driver of the golf ball if you've ever played with him. And, you know, I think we can all learn a little bit from all the good best players. And so every week I plan to have on somebody who's an expert or very good in that specific skill set and get a little more in depth about how we can all get a little bit better. You know, like we talked about driving this week, and you know, one of the things that's real simple, we talk about it all the time. When I give a lot of lessons, typically you'll see that golf ball too far back in their stance and the tee too low. The thing I always emphasize with people is that the driver is the only club in the bag that you're swinging up on. So oftentimes you'll see tour players up on their toes when they're hitting drivers. That's because they're using what we call ground forces, which we're going to get into in one of these podcasts one of these days. But you're using the ground forces to create speed and power through the golf ball. You can't do that when the ball's sitting on the turf. So understanding that the iron swing or any ball on the golf on the ground is a different swing than it is with the driver when the ball's teed up. So for most players, first of all, you want to get fitted for your driver, get tuned up for your driver. Don't just buy a driver off the rack. Secondly, go out, move that ball forward and tee it high. See how high you can tee the golf ball and hit it.
How forward? How forward, Jeff?
I'd like to have it off the left, for a right-handed golfer, off the left toe.
Big toe or pinky toe?
The big toe.
Okay.
All right, and the way to do that, too, is to use an alignment rod or something, because what you perceive as forward may not actually be that far forward. So use some kind of device to make sure you know where you're aimed and where your ball position is. So if you're on the range or at the dome this week, put an alignment stick or a club down so you know exactly where your ball position is. Make sure you know where you're aimed. And the higher you can tee it when you're practicing, get used to teeing it high. What that does also is it what we call shallows out your golf swing. If you have a hard time hitting a ball when it's teed up high, you're probably too steep. The best players are hitting up 1 to 3 degrees on their driver, sometimes a little bit more. And most players that I get are hitting down on their driver. They're hitting down 4 to 5 degrees and making the ball pop up and spin. With the new golf ball and the new drivers, it's all based on teeing it up high, hitting it what we call through a launch window, which is about 10 to 14 degrees off the club, and just trying to get it out there high and far with less spin. Tim used a great analogy as far as trying to launch a golf ball. A lot of people like hitting it real low and flat and think getting it rolling. Well, think of a garden hose. If you're trying to spray a garden hose as far as you can, you don't point it flat, you don't point it straight up in the air, you try to get the right parabolic arc on it. And that's how you're trying to launch the golf ball too.
Yeah, the math teacher in me appreciates you using the word parabolic.
Yeah.
Did I use it in proper context there?
Yeah. That's exactly it. Parabolic, that upside down U shape for sure. Yeah.
And it matters because how the ball comes down too. You want the ball coming down at about 30 degrees. You don't want the ball coming down at 90 degrees.
That's right. No, it's a really good tip. And for me, that hits a lower golf ball, like it's a constant battle for me, is trying to get it at a higher launch angle. And I think that helps the carry for sure, and then it helps the overall distance in the end.
Yeah, and it's a combination of things too. It's the launch and the spin. You know, the spin, when the ball's spinning too much, the wind eats it up, and it also exacerbates any misses. So if you're slicing it into the wind or you have a lot of spin into the wind, that ball's going further offline and shorter.
About a minute or so left here on this tip here. Obviously, people are always thinking about, as they watch Bryson DeChambeau, like, I just got to create more club speed, more club speed, more club speed. Like, right. What should the 90 to 100 golfer that's listening right now, like, what should they be doing with that? Should they be even doing anything like that to try to improve that?
Do you mean 90-100 club speed, or do you mean 90-100 scores?
The guy that shoots between 90 and 100.
Because I've seen guys hit the ball a mile and shoot 100.
Right. A lot of people are in that area, range, I would say.
Yeah, but most people don't practice creating speed. And, you know, too many people have been told swing easy. That's a bunch of garbage. I'm trying to hit it as far as I can, especially with the driver. That's the only club in your bag designed to hit it as far as you can. So practice creating speed. There's devices out there. Or turn a six iron around, hold the club head end, and just make as many swings as you can. Practicing with a club that's heavy doesn't help you create speed. It might make you stronger. Practice with a club that's lighter or just a shaft of a golf club and just see how fast you can turn. Rory McIlroy doesn't roast it because he's super strong. Rory McIlroy roasts it because he rotates so quickly. And that's what we need people to do, is learn to rotate and create a little bit more speed. But also, as Rory will tell you, you don't want to chase it endlessly. You know, there's a balance there, but you need to, if you've never practiced creating speed, it'll be hard to create speed. So you can certainly have a goal to increase your club head speed by 2 to 4 to 5 miles an hour throughout the year and achieve it by just practicing on creating speed.
Okay, good advice there from Jeff. Again, I just tweeted out at Brian WGR Jeff's conversation with Tim Faulkner on driving the golf ball. So if you want to hear a little bit more of a longer format and hear the two of them talk back and debate, it's now up on Twitter at Brian WGR, and along with other of our Tee to Green Academy series this year as we speak with a lot of area pros. Okay, Kev, next week we will be at Diamond Hawk. Yes. Tee to Green making our debut there. We're looking forward to that. They have some new ownership that has come in.
Very excited. Freddie Sillner, from Diamond Hawk, very excited about the new ownership group that is in there, and look forward to hearing all about that next week and what they've done with that golf course from when they first opened up. And I know it seems like a long time ago when they first opened up. It was really hard. And they've made refinements to that golf course, too. So I'm looking forward to being over at Diamond Hawk next week.
This week, of course, we're at Lancaster Country Club, and we want to thank everybody for giving us the warm hospitality today. If you want just more information, maybe you missed the segment, we'll have it up in our on-demand audio section. Also, their website, lccny.com. And, Kev, I know you're looking forward to playing here.
Yeah, I'm just looking out at 18. I can't wait to be out there and then see the gallery and tournaments post-round out there enjoying lunch and maybe Mick Ultra or Jim Beam, working in.
It's the spring equinox today, right? So
that's we're right. So is this where you put an egg and it stands up on its...
I don't know that, but I know it's frosty.
Well, yes.
It's a little frosty right now.
Yeah, a little frosty, but this week's going to be great. We're going to be playing golf this week. Yeah,
I know there are some courses open this weekend, right?
Diamond Hawk's planning to open up on Monday, where we'll be next week.
Some of our sponsor courses, Diamond Hawk Monday.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club, one of our home clubs, is opening today, later this afternoon.
I also know that...
Attica Country Club.
Attica. Attica's 19th hole. Yes. Golf and Night. They're open today, I believe.
Okay,
and cool. Bobolink, I believe, is today.
Excellent. Next week, we'll be at Diamond Hawk again. Thanks to everybody here at Lancaster Country Club. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. For PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, enjoy the beautiful weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.